Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WYPR reporting staff. Karen, the Department of Housing and Community Development is getting a new headquarters, and it's a bit controversial. Tell us about it.
Well, actually, this will be the first state agency located in Prince George's County, which, of course, is a major county and a hugely important county politically in our state. They moved the Department of moving the Department of Housing and Community Development from its current property in Anne Arundel County, where it pays about $1.5 million a year for the upkeep in the building, and where 40% of the employees live. They are moving that to Prince George's to have a transit-oriented development, which will not only spur commercial and residential development in Prince George's, but will provide a number of jobs for the good Democratic voters of Prince George's County.
And Governor Martin O'Malley said years ago that he would do this, and this is in recognition for support from Prince George's County, which is one of the biggest voting counties in the state.
Absolutely, absolutely. And his argument and what they were making at the groundbreaking recently was this: it's a transit-oriented community. What they're developing is a building that the state will just lease a piece of. We'll also have housing units and retail shops and so forth. The problem is, they're having to spend $357,000 for parking spaces there for the first 5 years. So because
it's not a green thing, is
it? No. I mean, if all the Anne Arundel County employees of that department move with their jobs, which of course would be hard not to, there's no other way for them to get there but to drive. So the whole thing is kind of a fallacy.
So what does transit-oriented mean in this context?
I guess it means you can come in from D.C.
It's going to cost a lot of money, isn't it?
Yes. As I said, they spent $1.5 million a year currently on housing the employees at the department. It will rise to $3.9 million a year for the first 5 years or so. So, yes, we're spending extra money to move people to jobs where they can't really get to without a car.
Historically, a lot of the state office buildings have been in Baltimore, where historically all the votes were. So the more things change, the more they stay the
same.
Well,
I was recently reminded that Governor Ehrlich, when he was in office, tried to move the state headquarters at Preston Street to another part of the state. I think that was not determined yet. And former Mayor Schaefer, Comptroller Schaefer at the time, just raised such a fit that just wasn't going
to
happen.
It's hard to believe that such a thing as that could happen. And the ground has been broken, and this is a done deal, as they say.
This is a done deal. The Board of Public Works has approved it, and there's the developer who is building the project. It has been guaranteed the state is going to be a tenant for at least 15 years. So this is done.
Well, Karen, there you have it. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, it's always my pleasure.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.